Hi, welcome to the Be Empowered, Be Encouraged podcast. I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Hi, I'm Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Thank you so much for joining me here today. If you're joining me live, go ahead and put in hashtag live. If you're catching the replay, I still appreciate you guys too. Put in hashtag replay. And I'm trying out a different microphone. So if you give me a thumbs up so I know it's like clear and crisp, that'd be great. So I have been looking forward to today, to this message, for a few reasons. First, for the message, and because I'm going to try out something new. So at the end of today's message, I'm going to try just like a little Q&A. So if you guys have any questions about anything, I'll answer it here, I'll answer it live. It can be about work, school, business tips, God, advice, anything you want, I'll answer it. Just put it in the comments. You can do it now or as you're listening. But today, I want to talk to you guys about this question. Can gratitude change your attitude? Can feeling grateful change your mindset or how you feel for better? And I just thought this was really interesting because, well, it all starts with like, you are what you think about, or what you think about, you'll see more in your life. If you're thinking about something, you're going to see more of it. I like the term that your mind is like a magnet, and whatever, it's called the law of attraction. Like whatever you're thinking about, your mind will attract more of, whether good or bad. So can gratitude change your attitude? But if you're thinking about all that you don't have, what's going to come up in your life? Yeah, lack. But if you're thinking about like what's good in your life, all the things you're grateful for, the tip of the day is you're going to see more of that in your life, because that's the rule of the law of attraction. But if you're like thinking of all the negative things, that's what's going to happen. Or even what you're thinking about, you're going to start seeing more and more of. I just want to really stress that idea. I feel like I don't mean to keep repeating myself over and over again, but I really, really just want to instill that into you. And I have these two really good examples. They both have to do with cars, and I think that's really funny because it's like the road of life. But my mom told me a story that when she was dating my dad, he owned a green truck. And unless you own a green truck, when was the last time you saw one? Yeah, they're not the most common color. But when she was dating my dad, she would see green trucks everywhere. And it has to do with what you're thinking about. Because when it's at the front of your mind, what you're thinking about is at the front of your mind. And you'll be starting to look for answers. So if you're looking for an answer to a question, your mind is going to, our brains are so amazing. We'll be thinking of solutions to problems as we're thinking about that. So whatever we're thinking, it's in the front of our minds. And we'll be looking for answers, or in this case, my mom was looking for my dad's truck. And she was like, oh, is that my dad? She was wondering if that was my dad every time she'd see a green truck. And here's another story that has to do with cars. So I was at my grandma's house, and there was like, so every commercial break, there was the commercial for like the new model of Silverado trucks, which are pretty cool. But every single commercial break, I think it's twice every commercial break, the Silverado commercial would just pop on. And then I started seeing, so we went home and I saw so many Silverados on the street. And now every time I'm in the car, I can always see a Silverado. It's just weird now. And now I think I want a Silverado. Good marketing, Chevrolet. But we may have a, like, we don't really realize how important it is to really filter our thoughts of what we're thinking about. And what goes on in our heads actually can change our lives and actually like steer which way we're going to go. You know, we don't really understand how important what we're thinking about and how it's changing our lives. You know, we may have a habit we know is not good, like drinking 10 cans of soda, until the doctor says, hey, you're going to die if you keep drinking 10 cans of soda a day. So yeah, it's going to slowly kill you. And our words can slowly be killing us too. Our words can be habits. So that's kind of what I'm using in the soda can example. But whatever we're saying, we'll see more of. You know, the culture is so wrapped up in this. And listen to this. The culture is so wrapped up in what they're putting in their mouths, what they're eating, than what's coming out of their mouths, what they're speaking. Isn't that so powerful? The Bible talks about that too. In Matthew 15:11, it says, not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, that defiles a man. So based on everything I've said so far, what you're thinking about what, sorry, what you're thinking about, what you're saying, you should see or, yeah, just experience more in your life. But back to the original question, just I'm going to tie it all back. Can gratitude change your attitude? Well, what do you guys think? Based off my experiences, I think yes, gratitude can change your attitude. So I'm making today Thanksgiving Thursday, but in July. But if you're thinking about things that are going right, things that make you happy or pleased, you're going to be thinking more about that. There was this really good example from the University of California in Berkeley. They did a study that of gratitude that cost them almost $6 million. And they had people write down what they're grateful for 30 days. And at the end of the test, the trial, the study, they brought those people back and they asked them how they're feeling. Most of them said they felt happier, they were more joyful. Some of them felt less depressed. If they had depressions, most of them didn't have anxiety anymore. Some of them who had diseases, they didn't feel so much of the symptoms anymore. And just pretty much all of them, if not like 90% of them, felt them more joyful and more happy to be alive. So if you're convinced about what you're speaking or what you're experiencing or what you're just concentrating on, try writing a gratitude journal. I mean, I'm serious. There is no like risk whatsoever. You can do it right before bed. That's what I do. I found it's really simple because it's like it's done in the morning, like when you're trying to rush and get out the door if you have to go somewhere. But it's like when you're starting to relax and kind of like you can debrief your or not kind of examine your day. Is debrief the right word? I hope so. Just kind of relax a little bit and just think of what you're grateful for. If you don't, you don't have to have a journal. I mean, I have a journal. I like physically writing, but you can just do it on your phone. You can do it on a file on your computer. You can do it any time of day. I'm just saying I do it at night. I'm just giving what I do. But actually, I kind of like doing it at night because they say that writing before bed helps you fall asleep, and especially writing what you're grateful for. So I'm just like, might as well do both at the same time. So if you don't have to do anything fancy, you don't even have to write it down. I mean, sure, it's helpful, but just as you're thinking, it's Thanksgiving Thursday in July, so just think about not just today, not just tomorrow, not just Saturday, not just one day a week, not just one, not just Thanksgiving in general, but just think about, be constantly aware of what you do have instead of what you don't have. So I thank you so much for your time. I hope you got value out of this. I hope you understand the importance of watching what you're saying, or I guess listening to what you're saying and watching and filtering your thoughts. So I'll see you all next week. Thank you so much for your time. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to check out homeshoots.org to hear our story and find out where else you can find us on social media. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.